1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 52 degrees and weather top of mind at this hour.
Absolutely. A line of thunderstorms moving into the area. None of it severe in Sheboygan County. The latest warning from the National Weather Service has it in Ozaukee County, but still plenty of rain and maybe a little bit of gusty wind or pea-sized hail possible, especially in the southern part of the county. Otherwise, chances of showers and thunderstorms the rest of the day. High of 70 expected, though that could be a little suspect given the cloud cover. Also, dense fog advisory in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, and there was some pretty good weather that moved in around us overnight. Not quite as severe here, but almost 5,500 Wisconsin Electric customers were without power as of this morning after heavy thunderstorms put a bit of a damper on Mother's Day outings. Wisconsin Public Service reported 2,900 outages in the Oshkosh area as of 5:15 this morning. We Energies, over 1,000 customers out around Seymour. Wisconsin Power and Light, over 2,000 outages in Fond du Lac County as of 5 o'clock this morning.
In other news, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish was in our area of the state today to hold her latest tax reform roundtable. That was at Lakeshore Technical College in Cleveland this morning. Prior to that, she was on Sheboygan's Morning News, and on the program, Clayfish said the roundtables are all about gathering input from state residents on how to continue a pledge made by Governor Scott Walker to keep lowering taxes every year while he is in office.
What we don't know is what that actually looks like in your house or in your small business, and so rather than us just supposing, we're going to ask you.
She mentioned that in the 17 past roundtables held, there have been plenty of thanks for the past cuts made in the previous two state budgets.
Thanks for the tax reductions. Over the last number of years, the governor has reduced taxes in Wisconsin by $2 billion. That's a significant chunk.
Now, those who weren't able to make today's event or others planned later on this month, you are encouraged to provide comments on the website, taxreform.wi.gov.
On the campaign trail, State Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan has become the first candidate in the 6th District race to take the Taxpayer Protection Pledge. Lipom said the pledge lets taxpayers know that he'll do all within his power to ensure taxes don't increase while he's in Congress. Lipom is in a three-way race for the Republican nomination with Senator Glenn Grothman and Assemblyman Dewey Strobel.
Some sad news over the weekend as former Wisconsin Governor Patrick Lucy died at the age of 96 following a brief illness. Lucy died at a Milwaukee Catholic home where he'd been living the past several years. He was the state's 38th governor, serving from 1971 to 1977. After leaving office, he was the U.S. ambassador to Mexico for 2 years, and he helped to merge Wisconsin's two university systems into one in 1972, and also ran as John Anderson's running mate in his independent bid for the White House in 1980.
L.A. Clipper owner Donald Sterling asking for forgiveness nearly 2 weeks after he was banned for life from the NBA for making racist comments. Sterling is now telling CNN's Anderson Cooper he made a mistake and he's sorry. In the interview set to air tonight, Sterling insists he's not a racist and says it's taken him so long to apologize because he was emotionally distraught over it.
I'm so emotionally distraught. And the reason it's hard for me, very hard for me, is that I'm wrong. I caused the problem. I don't know how to correct it.
There's another setback in the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. The Wall Street Journal reports searchers no longer believe the pings heard on April 8th came from the plane's black box flight recorders. An Australian naval commander now says only electronic transmissions picked up on April 5th are considered relevant to the search.
Sheboygan man's been sentenced to prison for dealing heroin. 32-year-old Robert Torres had been under investigation by Sheboygan Meg Unit, and then last July and August, he sold heroin to an undercover agent on several occasions in the city of Sheboygan. He was arrested last August after officers stopped a car he was in and found heroin concealed on the woman he was with. Torres appeared recently in Sheboygan County Court and was sentenced by Judge Terrence Burke to 2.5 years in prison to be followed by 5 years on supervision.
A toddler who drowned near Rhinelander was identified yesterday as 15-month-old Caleb Kennedy. His mother told authorities that she was outside with the boy and one of his siblings early Saturday afternoon. She went in the house to move laundry from a washer to a dryer, and when she returned, the toddler was gone. She called 911, and an Oneida County Sheriff's deputy found the youngster about a half hour later downstream from the home in the Pelican River. The boy was rushed to a hospital where he died a short time later. The incident remains under investigation.
Oconto High School in Northeast Wisconsin opening today. First time in 26 days since that fire 26 days ago caused like $5 million in damage. How about that forecast, Rusty?
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high near 70. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in Ozaukee County, not in Sheboygan County anymore, but keep an eye to the sky the rest of the day. There is a watch until 5 p.m.
Currently, we are at 57 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time, 12:06. Well, we've got a little extra time here, Rusty.
I guess so.
How about the two people that were injured in that two-vehicle accident in the town of Lima this morning?
Yes, Sheboygan County Sheriff's Lieutenant Mark Rupnick said the accident occurred on Highway 28 just about 5:45 a.m. Now, he says a vehicle driven by 55-year-old Michael Hendrickski of Sheboygan was heading westbound when it crossed the center line and struck an eastbound vehicle that was driven by 62-year-old Ray Lee Justinger of Waldo. Now, both were taken to Sheboygan Aurora Medical Center for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Rupnick adds Hendrickski was cited for inattentive driving.
And Milwaukee police investigating the shooting death of 47-year-old Herman Page early yesterday morning in a tavern on the city's north side. Page was the bar owner. Got into an argument with the suspect when he started telling people it was time to leave. According to investigators, the suspect left the bar, came back with a gun about 2:30. Suspect at last report still at large.